Welcome to the Detail Solutions Podcast. My name is Alex Russell, and I am your host. So it's Wednesday night. It's another What's On Your Mind. Jason is in extreme agony, so hopefully he lasts. Hopefully we can get him through this. How you doing? Other than, buddy? How you doing?
I'm doing as well as I can be, man. That's all I can say right now, dude. Hurt my damn back today, and it's... I got to sit in a certain position, and it's not comfortable, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. Well, listen, man, we'll do fast and easy for you. You know, these, I like to keep these kind of...
I like it fast and easy.
Yeah, that's what she said.
Yeah.
All right, so, you know, I guess if you haven't purchased your SDC, SDC ticket by now, what are you waiting on? But the chance that you're still going... this will be Thursday, so tomorrow, Friday or Saturday or whatever, we have the code southerndetailnessconference.com. Use the code Alex15, you'll save 15% off of your ticket purchases, although I'm pretty sure everybody who's going to go has already done that by now. Also, I will still be in Wisconsin this weekend for Gloss University. I'm pretty sure it's a little bit too late to set all that up, but you know, hey, you never know. If somebody's doing a last minute fly-in or something like that, love to see you there. Social media, the Detail Solutions Podcast on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. I've started to try to put some stuff on YouTube. If you guys want to see Jason and I for 13 minutes try to record a 30-second Manscaped ad, I'm going to make that available on YouTube probably tonight or tomorrow.
The bloopers are crazy, man.
Yeah,
if you don't laugh at 13 minutes straight, you don't have a funny bone in your body.
Yeah, it was 13 minutes to record a 32-second ad. I mean, we did it twice, but just to make sure. But yeah, it still took 13 minutes. So I'm gonna put that up there. I'm also trying to like slowly put some of the other episodes on. The one last week with Kyle and Sydney from Beadmaker and Coffee, I ended up putting that one on because I had somebody who requested that they wanted to be able to watch it. So that one's up there. Let's see, what else? Oh, the discussion group, Detail Solutions Podcast discussion group. So that's where everybody can go and make comments, positive or negative. Let us know what we're doing right, what we're doing wrong. Give us some topic ideas. Give us some suggestions on guests to have on. And from that, it's kind of funny because we had this one set up for probably a couple of weeks now. We were supposed to do it last week. And then... our good old Patterson forgot he had to watch the kids, so we had to bump it to this week. But this morning, Tony Kiger actually posted up the idea or the thought for it. So hopefully, you know, that's kind of a cool thing that happened. So Jason came to me, I don't know, a few months back or whatever. He had a good idea to, and we were going to try and do this one in May to kind of go with the mental health series. But he talked to me about he wanted to talk about work-life balance, how I deal with it, being, you know, running a business, being a father, doing Haley's cheerleading and stuff like that. And I said, man, that's awesome, but I don't want to be the only guest, so let's get somebody who is young and fresh in the industry, starting a business, who maybe is, you know, trying to start a relationship, you know, how they're balancing starting a business, starting a relationship. And then I said, you know, let's get somebody on the other end too, you know, somebody who details, you know, it has a family and runs, you know, one of the manufacturing businesses. So obviously first person I thought was David Patterson, because not only is he a detailer, a husband, a father, you know, running O'Burke and Gloss University. So he's got a pretty full plate. And then we got suggested Bryce Mason. Bryce's younger guy, started his detail business in junior year of high school. been doing it for a couple of years. So Bryce and David, welcome to the show. Hope you guys are doing well.
Hey, man. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So everybody already knows Dave by now, but Bryce, let's get a little bit of info from you. You know, where are you from? How long, you know, have you been doing this? You know, what kind of got you into it? We'll do kind of a quick intro.
Cool. Yeah. I'll try and keep it as short and sweet as I can. So my name is Bryce. I also am referred to as a tall detailer in Austin. I'm 6'9" and I'm 20.
Shit.
Yeah. let's just say it makes for doing roofs of trucks pretty easy.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't even need a ladder, do you?
Jeez, yeah. Man. Yeah. And my employee is 6 foot. So between the two of us, we're got the tall stuff down. The short cars are a pain. Anyways. So my name is Bryce. I'm 20. I am in Austin, Texas, just north of Austin, Texas, a little bit. Like you said, I started my junior year of high school. I was working at a restaurant. Didn't really like it, honestly. I was dishwasher, making $12 an hour. Wasn't really that good. And I've always loved cars. Cars have been my passion. And being in Austin, we've got a pretty large, pretty wide variety of car scene here, from your Corvettes to your Lambos, all that kind of crap, anything between. I mean, say crap, you know what I meant. Anyways,
yeah,
so I've always been really involved in the car scene. And then I, like I said, I love cars. And there's a guy who used to work at the restaurant I worked at. And he had a car wash company when he was like during the summer in his high school years. And I'm like, dude, I love cars. And he's like, dude, why are you still working here? Go start your own company. Like, you don't need, like, not that we don't need you here, but you seem like you're much more passionate about cars than you are about washing dishes.
Yeah.
So he convinced me to quit my job and put the money that I took and I made at this job into a brand new company. So junior year of high school, quit my job and decided to start this new endeavor. Didn't really know what it's gonna look like, but he was like, let's have fun. And so three and a half years later, I filed it for LLC, fully insured, credit by Better Business Bureau, all the kind of stuff, trying to do as super legit as possible. Had a couple of employees through the years. One of them, she worked for me about 2 years ago, off and on for about the last 2 years. She left in about this time last year and then came back after saying that her boss, where she's working, didn't respect her as an employee, so she came back and worked for me back in October. She's been here ever since. Just two of us rocking it out. Nice. I do anything from like full details, maintenance plans, ceramic coatings, correction, all that kind of stuff.
Are you mobile or do you have a shop?
Yeah, I'm fully mobile.
Okay.
So we service about a 20 mile radius here, not 20 mile, probably a 15 mile radius here in Austin. That's pretty much it. That's the simple version.
Hi, Detail Solution Podcast listeners. Ian here from Autofiber. Are you using high quality microfiber designed for detailing? We have been designing and manufacturing the best in automotive microfiber products for over 20 years and continue to improve. Join the Autofiber family and use code DSP for 10% off your order at autofiber.com.
So, Jason, I'm going to let you jump in because I know you.
Yeah, kinda, you know, this question being for Bryce.
Yeah.
So the thing, this is the work-life balance episode. And you started in high school as a junior. Tell us how you balanced high school and your business, because I mean, I'm pretty sure that's, I mean, for me, that would be pretty difficult because when I was in high school, I had like ADHD, like a mofo.
Yeah.
I couldn't keep anything going. So how did you manage to balance that, especially in the junior year? Because you still got your senior year to go to graduate. So,
yeah. So, as you might imagine, I was just doing weekends. So I would like, I thought I was super busy doing like three or four jobs in a weekend. And so I got to work all day Saturday, all day Sunday, and then go to school for 5 days a week and then do it all over again. And I at the time, like I was still doing like car washing while I was still working at the restaurant. So I would work, like I'd go to school, you know, from 8 to 4 and then go work at the restaurant. from 5 to close, which is like 10:30, 11:30 at night, whatever. And then wake up Saturday morning, go detail all day and do the same thing on Sunday, not mentioning church, which still takes up a lot of my time on Sunday. So I would just do that every week, junior year.
Right.
I would say that I got an early start, so to speak, because COVID hit my senior year. And so my second half of my spring semester was all online. So I was like, this is perfect. Like, I can do my classes, like, you know, in the nighttime, go detail all day. I was like, this is great. Like, this is like a kickstart of my company. So I think that turned out really well. My parents don't really agree. They don't like the fact that, like, I'm in college now. They don't like the fact that I spend more time on my company than my college degree.
Yeah.
But, oh well. So.
Hey Jason, don't you hate it when you see a sexy car but the interior has a messy stick shifter?
Yeah, man. My wife says the same thing about me all the time. It's pretty embarrassing.
Well, now that we have the Manscaped sponsorship, you know, you could use the Lawnmower 4.0 to have a clean and tidy stick shifter.
Nice. The products are precision engineered tools. It's like the equivalent of using like a root pez or a flex machine with a different type of cut and polished look.
That's right. And if our listeners use the code DSP, they'll save 20% off and free shipping on their total order. How did you, with working so much, you know, in high school, I mean, obviously, like you said, going to school 8 to 4 and then working at the restaurant from 5 to close and then working during the week, like, how do you manage to have time for like friends or hang out with family or, mm-hmm. you know, like the balance part, right? Like, yeah. Like, how did you?
Yeah. So it was difficult in high school, as you might imagine. Senior year was easier because I had more time. I could be like online doing classes, and then, you know, in the evening, if I want to go hang out with friends, I can go do that. Now I feel like, so I'm technically speaking a sophomore in college, doing an associate's degree, even though I, like I said, taking longer to do it because I'm focusing more on my company than I am on school.
Right.
But like, I'm heavily involved with like my church, and Bible study group. So on like for example, a normal Wednesday for me looks like going to the gym in the morning at 6:30, 7 o'clock in the morning, being there until 8:30, going to work from 8:30 to 5-ish, and then, you know, cleaning up real quick and then heading to Bible study. And then I'm at Bible study with all my friends until, you know, 11 o'clock at night, and then just do it again. Wow. So I try to balance, you know, working as well as being able to spend time with friends and going to the gym. Going to the gym was a big thing for me because it allows me to, you know, hang out with my friends, my guy friends, but also like be able to like grow with them as well. So that's, I would say between my church, Bible study, and going to the gym is how I can help balance, you know.
Right, because that's the bulk of where you're hanging out with your friends and getting that camaraderie time kind of deal.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Yeah, and then on Sundays, I don't work Sundays. The restaurant where I was working at, they were always closed on Sundays because they're a Catholic family. It's like a family and restaurant, and I love that idea. And so there's only one client I ever worked a Sunday for, and he was a really, really close friend of mine. He's also one of my original clients who I say that one of the original guys who believed in me, because he, back when like I was like just kind of starting maintenance plans, and I was like, oh yeah, this will be super cool. Like, I can do reoccurring things, and that money will always be there every month. This guy, he had just bought a black Tacoma and he wanted to keep it nice. And so I was like, yeah, we can do a full detail once a month. Me not knowing not like a full detail once a month.
Yeah.
Sustainable. Anyways, he's the first guy. He's like, hey, here's $600 cash. I want you to detail my vehicle once a month from here until you're like that was my senior year. So he's like, I want to do it from January to May, cause you'll be here for that time. And so he's one of the first guys who really, I think, believed in me. And so he's like only guy I work for on Sundays. Besides that, we're closed Sunday. And so Sunday, I've always allowed my employees and whatnot, like, if you want to come to work, cool. You know, yeah. Let's work for your vehicle. But Sunday's for you. You know, go spend time with your family, be with your friends, go to church. You know, I don't want you to be with me, so to speak, on Sunday, like, or weekends in general. I'm trying to kind of phase out Saturdays as well.
Right. So
just be Monday through Friday, and then the weekend is just for
yourself. And do you feel that you like that you get that balance, like where you're, you know, or and you know, I don't think anybody's ever going to be perfectly balanced, right? The scales are never going to be level. But do you feel like they're like between your time that you're putting in at work and then the time that you're doing like with your friends at the gym and Bible study and church and everything, that it's pretty balanced? Or do you think that you need one way to more than the other kind of thing?
I mean, it can always be better. Right. I mean, I certainly try to balance it. It's difficult. Especially like considering like my family is pretty involved. Both my brothers have special needs. So I'm pretty involved with them. And, you know, like my older brother can't walk, or he's in a wheelchair. Oh, okay. He can walk, but he's in a wheelchair. And so, you know, I'm pretty involved with, like, you know, my typical evening revolves around like me working, like doing social media. And then I got to put him to bed. I got to change his clothes. I got to do like all these things. And yeah, he's 23 years old, but I still take care of him. And my little brother has Downs. So, I mean, I try to balance it. If I would say I need to balance more to my personal life than I do at work, because, you know, as a detailer, actually one of my good friends, she told me a while back, she was like, Bryce, do you ever look at a car and not think about how easy or hard it'd be to clean? I'm like, no, I'll be driving on the highway and I'm like, that truck would be a pain. Yeah. Those wheel aligners, that's a pain. Don't do that. I hate those. She's like, Bryce, just like look at the truck for what it is, not like always thinking about work. So yeah, I definitely can be better at it, but I wonder what Dave thinks.
Luke, I am your father.
Hey guys, caught me playing a little Tommy Boy with my new Viper industrial fan. Listen, you probably saw the Facebook Live we did a couple of weeks ago. This thing blows out super cold air. You would not be disappointed. So head on over to viperindustrial.com and pick yours up today, or maybe even a chair. And don't forget to use the code DSP25 to save an additional $25 off of the deals that they're running.
Yeah, Dave's got a full plate.
Dude, Dave, how do you a pretty good job, honestly.
Oh, he's got
Bryce, I think you're doing a good job.
Yeah, that's a lot of stuff either way. I mean, I think it's, you know, part of it's how much you choose to get yourself involved with, you know. Mm-hmm. So, you know, as long as you're enjoying it, you can be pretty busy. I feel like you can always be better too, but that's just because it's just a constant juggle of everything, you know? Mm-hmm. So for me, you know, the training stuff comes and goes, right? So like, that's just situational based on a single event. But when that stuff happens, it's pretty heavy workload. For me, I space stuff out a lot, right? So I'm involved in a lot of different things. I, you know, sometimes have to make, you know, a list of priorities just because I can't mentally, you know, like list it all out. So I'll actually write everything down. I write a lot of stuff down. I write a lot of stuff down, so I have a reference of it, but I also do it for, you know, mental function too, to remember different things. And for me, I've always kind of like been a slow motion is better than no motion kind of guy, just because I just always forced to only have so much money or so much time or so much, you know, you're always just not having enough. So it's like, you know, it's always, well, you know, slow motion is better than no motion. Eventually you get there.
Yeah.
So that's the way I look at like big tasks, you know, for me. So it's like new products, you know, any design stuff, anything that I know takes me multiple hours or even, you know, 10, 20, 30 hour type stuff. I just kind of chip away at it. And I think that's the key for a lot of people, I think, is the key to being able to do a lot of different stuff. But for me, that's kind of the way it works for me.
That's kind of how I feel about, like, so I've talked about this a little earlier before the podcast. But, I bought a 03 Cat Eye. It's red. And so my evenings have been pretty engulfed with getting the corrected on that. Because I scheduled a photo shoot for it. I don't know why I do this. It's so dumb. Anyways, scheduled a photo shoot for it for next Tuesday. And mind you, I've sanded half the bed. And I did the tailgate last night. I sent Alex a picture of that. It turned out pretty good. But I have 3/4 of the truck left to do by myself. So I agree the little motion is better than no motion. So, like, I'm slowly chipping away at, like, doing a panel at a time, like, per night. So I'll work all day, right? And then I'll come home and kind of just chill with you, the family. And then I'm like, I don't know, about this time, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, whatever, I'll go out there and just, like, grind on the panel, like, just, like, get as best I can. But, like, last night, I didn't really realize what time it was. And my dad's like, hey, it's 10 o'clock. You want to come inside?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I think, you know, there's two different things. I mean, one of them is a, like, overall healthy balance. But then the other part is just, like, you know, like, I feel like I'm pretty balanced right now. Is it a healthy balance? No, like, absolutely not. Like, I think, especially when you're a driven person, or you just, you know, there's certain times where you have to do things that other people wouldn't do, or that things that aren't healthy, you know, isn't not a level, you know what I mean? And you just have to push through it and do it. And I think that's kind of where I'm at with a lot of the different things that I'm in, you know, the growth of the business and various things like that. So for me, like, my average weekly schedule is designated a lot to my family, you know, and making sure that I'm not regretting the time. You know, it goes so fast. I mean, I'm sure, you know, Alex, like, the kids just get, like, big super fast. I mean, I don't travel as much as when I was with Lake Country, but I'm still traveling once a month or once every other month. And just being gone a week, you come home and they're like different people, you know? So I try to, and then on top of it, I actually, like, enjoy my family. Like, I'm not, I like trying to get away from my kids all the time. Like, I do enjoy being home, or even if I'm busy, like, I enjoy being around, right? Like, yeah. So even if I'm not, like, super active at the moment or whatever, at least, like, I'm with my people, and that's what makes me feel good. So for me, I'm usually up later than most people. Like, I'm usually up by, like, 6:30. I will, you know, get my stuff ready. I'll help get my son and my daughter ready. My son will go to kindergarten or whatever. My daughter is still in daycare. So we'll help get them ready. I'll take my son down to the bus at, like, 8 o'clock. And then that's when my day starts, after he gets picked up. I manage a lot of stuff with Oberg stuff. So most of the days I'm doing that. I still do detailing. One, because I have specific clients that I still enjoy working for and I like doing it. Two, because I like to detail. And three, it's good for content creation. It's good to stay up on everything that we do and all that stuff. So I'll usually work pretty solid in the warehouse and build in social content. I think that's the hardest thing, is just growth. Like, hurdles within the growth of the company where I'm just forced to do too many things, right? Like, we're just not positioned to hire somebody for that, or just not, you know, like, we have to prioritize focus. And, like, so for me, my priority is building new products. And because of that, you know, we have to make some decisions on, you know, where we invest money and how we do it and things like that. So I'll work the, you know, like, a full day. When it gets to be about, like, 4:35, me and my wife switch off. You know, some days she's grabbing the kids if she's working around here. If she's in the office, I pick up the kids. And then that's when my day is, like, a hard stop. Usually, except when I'm doing a podcast. but my days are usually pretty hard stop around 5 o'clock. And then from, like, 5 until 9:30 is, like, straight up family time. There's very few times that I, like, break that. All right, you know, I try really, really hard not to break that. And then when they go to sleep, I go back to work. I would say, like, you know, Monday to Friday, there's usually probably and it rotates depending on what I have to do and travel and everything else. But there's probably three nights a week where I'm usually working till 2:30, 3:30 in the morning. A lot of those times are me building out email ad campaigns, social media posts and ads, and graphic design stuff, ideas for new promotions, labels for new products, testing and working with new products, just endless things that I have to do. So a lot of that stuff is what I do at night, just because it allows me to do any of the computer work without interruptions. So I can really dive in, I didn't come from that marketing or media background. So I do pretty good with it, but some of those things just take a little bit more time to work on. And you need to sit down and designate at least an hour or 2 hours. That's when I chunk off times of let's say tech time or media time, marketing time, that kind of thing. And then, my days are spent mainly filling orders, taking phone calls, doing sales stuff, figuring out just everything. I mean, the amount of phone calls and interruptions during the day is enough to keep you busy and not do anything. So
no, dude, I always hate when I'm like, I need to call him and talk to him and ask him a question. But I was like, I know he's so busy. I don't want to bother him. And you're like, I'm swamped, but whatever, and then we end up having a 45 minute conversation like we did last week or whatever.
Yeah. So. It never ends, So that's the thing. It's just as long as you're enjoying what you're doing, and even when you're not, work is still work,
Yeah.
I think that's where some people don't see it. I mean, I don't know how Bryce does it. I mean, I was doing a lot of different things when I was your age, but I think that's super cool. And I think that the creating a balance is a similar type of thing with, creating any type of structure or procedure or anything.
Right.
Gen KO is an all-around multi-cleaner capable of removing light to moderate water spots, grease, and grime. My name is Jennifer Turcott, and after 22 years in the detailing industry, I'm so proud to have a product that is helping my fellow detailers around the world. I've tested Gen KO for more than 2 years before the final ready-to-use product was produced. To get your own, you can contact me directly or go to www.igocoatingsusa.com, contact your local IGL distributor or installer, and pick your bottle up today. And don't forget to share your experience on social media using the hashtag GenKOMix.
And it definitely impacts on your mental awareness or your mental health too, because if you're, I had this conversation with Brian Guy last week when he came by and we were just kind of BSing, he was in the situation where, most of you guys know with his cancer, he wasn't working as much. So then he's home and him and his wife are too close to each other. And so then they're always kind of griping at each other because they're in their space. So then he got a job working for the McLaren dealership, but then he was spending too much time away, so he had lost that balance one way or the other. And that when you don't have a good balance, if you're too much at home to where you're, getting in your, family or your significant other's way or on their nerves or whatever, or you're working too much and then you're not home to be there, it's kind of the same thing. It does play on you mentally, you wear yourself down and get more stressed out and exhausted faster.
Oh, totally. I mean, you burn out super hard. And that's kind of why I spaced the things out. Yeah. Plus there's only so many nights in a row you can work till 3 and then get up at 6:30.
Yeah. I don't know how you're doing that at all.
It's not as bad as it seems, especially when you're getting
ready to,
kind of used to it. Plus, if I want to do anything for myself, that's when I do my stuff too. So that's when I work on my car. My car's been in pieces for 2 years and I'm finally getting around to it. But it's the same thing. I got a million things to do for Glossy tonight. I'm gonna get done with this, to get my kids to bed. And like, I'm legit going to go out and try to fit this one wheel and tire that, because I just got another tire mounted on my new wheels. So I'm going to spend 30 minutes trying to fit this wheel and get where I can in 30 minutes. And then when that's done, I'm like going to go do real work, you know?
Right. Yeah.
At least I did something, you know, and like, and I'll get there, you know?
Right. And that something is for you, because it's not for the family. It's not for the business. It's that's Dave time.
Yeah. So, for sure.
Yeah. No, yeah. That's good.
Yeah, it takes time, but it's like most people probably see the pictures that I put on my stories and stuff. Like, the car still looks the same. Like,
yeah.
Like, well, a lot of stuff, like a lot of little things for one.
Yeah, I was even surprised, because I was like, wait, didn't he just list this thing for sale like 2 months ago? And then like, it's in pieces or whatever.
That was Connor. That was my buddy Connor.
Oh, okay.
And the it was April Fool's.
Oh.
And so he went to the post from 4 years ago.
Oh, that's what it was.
Commented April Fool's. And then that's why it all popped back up. But I got like tons of messages. And I'm like, dude, nobody reads. Like,
this is
like the perfect like realization of how culture really is, because not a person read. And on top of it, like I was getting messages like, hey man, like I'd totally be interested in this car. It's like, I don't know, have you guys looked at the car market lately? The cars were like double what I was trying to sell for. And the funny thing is, 4 years ago, I was selling it for what I thought was a good deal, because I just kind of wanted to get rid of it. I was over it. I needed to move on, and I kind of wanted this other car too. So I priced it what I thought was like really decent. And I'm like way too transparent about like pros and cons. And like, you know, like I did a whole bunch of wiring work and stuff like that. Car's perfect, but like I never put a standalone in it. So it's like it runs, it's got check engine lights and different stuff. And I think people were kind of like, I don't know about this thing, but I only got like one, maybe two people that were kicking tires on it.
Yeah.
And now it's worth like, I don't know, a solid 25 grand more. Like, jackpot. Yep. Like, no, I'm not selling my car for 17 grand, man. Like, sorry. That's... it's the only thing I got that's worth anything right now.
Yeah.
I'm like, shoot, I bought my truck for 11 grand. And it's like a truck in Texas.
Oh yeah, trucks in Texas are crazy.
My youth minister is trying to buy a truck, and so he's been like texting me all day long, and I'm like, dude, I'm working. But like, he's like, what do you think of Honda Ridgelines? And I'm like, James,
it's not a truck.
Not a truck in the first place. Like, you're trying to buy a truck, Honda Ridgelines, not a truck.
Yeah.
Last night he sent me like a Frontier, Nissan Frontier.
Oh, okay.
And it was like, it was white, but it was obviously tastefully modded by a teenager. Hood scooping does absolutely nothing. I'm like, dude, this is, don't buy this. Like,
yeah.
But I like it. I'm like, okay, you will be the coolest youth minister rolling up to mission trip this summer. Rolling up in a white and black Nissan Frontier that says Nismo on the side. Like, James, what are you doing, dude?
Nice. Oh, man, can somebody turn that down? Hey, I wanted to tell you how the Detailers Roadmap has increased leads and boosted my website's optimization on Google. The whole process from start to finish was a breeze, and the Detailers Roadmap staff was there every step of the way. They have a full team of writers and designers to communicate with during your development. And with the Detailers Roadmap, your site is built to convert and rank high on Google's main page. So go to detailersroadmap.com and start your new site design today.
Yeah, I think for me, it's just, I got to a point where I had run the car washes for so long, working kind of bell to bell, 60 hours a week. And I've told this story a million times. You know, when Haley got to be 4, like, you know, Dave can kind of attest, you know, that's when kids get cool. You know, that's when they get really fun. Like, you can really start doing stuff with them then. And I was tired of, you know, getting up at 6 a.m. to head to be at the car wash at 7, and then not leaving the car wash until 7:00, not getting home till 7:30, 8:00 or whatever. So that's when I kind of stepped back and was only working 40 hours in the car wash. And then when we started the business, you know, there was definitely those, you know, 7 days a week, you know, working a lot to get the business up and going. But now that it's, you know, kind of at a point where I'm comfortable with the money that's coming in, I'm kind of like Dave. Like, I get up in the morning, and if I can, you know, at least during school, I don't schedule clients until 10 o'clock because I'll get up in the morning. Michelle goes to work because she's hybrid. So she still goes into the office a few days a week and works from home a couple of days of the week. But I'll get up on those days when she goes into the office and I'll, you know, get Haley up, make sure she gets up and ready, I'll take her to school, drop her off at 9:30. I'm at the shop by 9:45, 9:50. And then I can have a client there at 10 o'clock and I'll, you know, if it's something quick, like a quick, you know, one step polish and wax or an interior detail, something that's only a 4 or 5 hour job, then yeah, I'm booking from 10. I have them pick up by 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And then I go pick up Haley. I bring her home, make sure she does her homework or whatever. The nights that that I take her to cheer, you know, then I have dinner ready by the time Michelle gets home, get Haley in the car and I take her to cheer. You know, Michelle does one night, I do one night, just to kind of make it balance. And plus one night now will fall on a Wednesday, so I have to be able to do podcasts on Wednesday. So I'll take Haley one day and Michelle take her on Wednesday so I can do the podcast. You know, but that's kind of how I've tried to balance it is I want to be, like Dave said, I want to be there to watch my kid grow because she does grow so fast. You know, I mean, it was just yesterday. She was like 5 or 6 and next month she'll be 13. Like, it's crazy. You know, so, and there are times where, you know, this red Porsche that I've been struggling with all month, you know, I pretty much worked the whole holiday weekend because I had to get film down on it. I had to get it coated. I had to get it finished off by, you know, this week. So, you know, I can leave tomorrow to go to Gloss University. And then the guy's picking it up when I come back. So I, you know, I had to work over the weekend, but it was nice because Michelle took Haley and they went over to some friends and went out on a boat. You know, so they weren't going to be around anyways. So it was nice. I was able to go in and, you know, do what I needed to do that didn't really take time away from being around, being home or being around them, because I would have had, I had a couple of clients in the morning anyway, so I couldn't go out on the boat with them. But it's tough too with the podcast, you know, like I've got to have the time to come in here and do these shows and, you know, schedule guests and talk to people. And, you know, it's a little bit, cause you know, not so much now at summertime, but during school, you know, I'm usually doing this when it, you know, Haley's going to bed. So, you know, a couple of nights a week, I don't get to, well, just the one night, I guess, cause we normally record Q&As on Friday night. She stays up late, but on Wednesdays when I do the What's On Your Minds, usually I don't get to, you know, go tuck her in or whatever. Usually she's knocked out by the time we get done with the podcast. And then I kind of go in there and give her a kiss on the forehead or whatever, tell her good night. But yeah, I think it's, you know, it's just finding what works for you, whether, you know, it's a good balance or an uneven balance, you know, as long as it's working for you. Our next sponsor is hands down one of my favorite polishing systems. The easy to use combo for one and two step polishing makes it extremely versatile and capable of perfect results every time, and it's definitely my go-to. The polish systems perform amazing, but what I like most is minimal dusting and a balanced product, and it's Paint Assassins approved. So check out abertcarcare.com to find out more about their amazing polishes as well as some of their new items. Again, obertcarcare.com. Bryce, one of the questions that I wanted to ask is, you know, I don't know if you have, you know, a significant other or somebody that you're seeing, but how do you, like, when that happens or as it's happening, like, you know, again, because you're doing so much, the gym, the work, the Bible study stuff, like, you know, you're taking care of your family or helping take care of your family. Like, how is that to be able to, you know, go out and do a date night or, you know, something with somebody that you want to, you know, have a relationship with?
Yeah, it's kind of funny you say that. So when you originally were talking about having me on, I was talking to someone and then kind of decided to not progress just because she's going to Baylor in the fall, which is, have you heard of Baylor?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So she's going for kinesiology, which and forensic science. She's going to be pretty busy. And so kind of decided to not like go with forward with the relationship because she's going to be insanely busy and have no time. And so like when we were really talking, I was like, oh, cool. Like this will work out. Like I'm talking to someone like, great. Now I'm like, crap. But no. So, I mean, like I've been like an off and on the dating scene. I don't know. I've kind of just decided recently. I was like, I'm going to be single for a while, while, you know, let's just like, it doesn't hurt to be single.
Right.
Like,
right.
My age. Yeah. So, and I'm talking about long conversations with my youth minister and some of my close friends. I'm like, you know, the finding someone who, like at my age, who's not in college or is in college, but has time to give or is working, but also has the same mindset about like entrepreneurial stuff and willing to like, you know, hey, I'm going to go to Bastrop, which is like 45 minutes south of here. I'm going to go to Bastrop and supposedly clean 30 Corvettes in one night. And people would be like, that's a terrible idea. Why would you do that? Like someone who would support that, granted last time that happened, that actually went terribly. We did 4, not 30.
Yeah.
Oh well, whatever. Poor planning on all ends. It was cold. It was wind. It was whatever. Anyways.
Yeah.
So like finding someone who is a who would be like, you know, down to just do whatever, whenever, and finding the time to fit that in is hard. And then another thing, one of my good friends I've known in a long time, he was saying, is like, hey, dude, it's tough because like no one, they're either in college or they're going to college, so they don't really have time to come back and just hang out, or they're too busy with work, and so they don't want to like just be with you. And I have a bunch of free time per se when I'm working on my truck,
right?
And so this girl I was talking to at the time, she was like, yeah, I'd love to come just hang out and watch you, you know, polishing your truck. I don't know what you're doing, but I'd love to just be there with you. And so I was like, dude, this is amazing. Like, I can't wait. Like, this is going to be great. So looking back and I'm like sad. Anyway, yeah. I think it's difficult, but, you know, it's all about kind of placing the right priorities in your life. And where, like, if something's important to you, making time for it, even if it means like, hey, I'm not going to work until 5 today. I'm going to work until 3, or I'll do a full detail and a maintenance today. And then after 3 o'clock, I'm off for the weekend.
Yeah.
So you can go spend time or go on date night, whatever. So I think part of being young is being able to be flexible and go and do that kind of stuff. That's kind of,
and I think that's a little bit tougher on you because, you know, being younger like that, I mean, of course, everybody just, you know, especially in starting a relationship, like they want the attention, right? Like whether it's you for them or them from you. And I think it's finding somebody, you know, kind of like maybe what you would have had with this girl where she just wanted to come and watch what you're doing, is having somebody that understands what you're doing. And
oh yeah, and her dad had a Porsche too. That was kind of
That was a bonus. Yeah, I think it's finding somebody that understands what you're doing and what it takes to do, because that's the one thing I'm very lucky with Michelle is, like, I mean, obviously being a part owner in the business, you know, because it's ours, is she understands, like, there's gonna be some times where, like, hey, you know, like this weekend, you know, it was a holiday weekend, like I had to go in and work, and she gets it because it's not all the time that it happens, but if it happens, she understands, like, hey, we gotta go, I gotta go in and make this money, because if I don't make the money, then she's not gonna be happy, right? And I'm sure Dave's kind of the same way. I'm sure his wife understands, like, there are certain things that he, you know, there's times that he has to go and be away and do those things. So like that, I think, is another thing that helps with balancing, is having, you know, your partner, you know, whether it's, you know, your husband, your wife, your boyfriend, your girlfriend,
understand that, hey, I need to give you this time to do this because you have to do this as a business owner, and not that it's just like you have to do it because you have to do it kind of thing.
I will say I was in a long distance relationship for probably 2 or 3 months over the winter. Whatever. This is Texas. And so, I mean, we met around Thanksgiving, and then we're kind of like dating until February. I mean, it's not like crazy long, but it was long distance, and it was
a
relationship. So I think part of that, there was being in long distance, there was a lot of FaceTime calls, a lot of staying up to 1 a.m. just talking. You've seen this person once a month, if that, because it's long distance. So I'm like, to get halfway to where she was, I had to drive like an hour and a half each way. Granted, I wasn't in the best gas mileage. I've always driven large vehicles. So it's like, I used a quarter tank to get there. Great. I spent, with the like gas prices now, I'm like, great. I spent $40 each way. So I think part of that, you know, is like I said, the priorities and like sectioning off time, like Dave was saying, like just for family and just for, like in this case, like just for relationship and like growing that. Because I think it's all about time management too. You know, if you don't spend the time, you know, with that person, then they probably won't think like it's like a one-sided relationship. You're like, well, you know, I'm doing all this work. You're just working, like not really part of this. Like what are we doing? And then all those conversations are happening. So I think it's all about, you know, time management priorities. And
I think the thing is like, you know, with you have a relationship is just, you know, women tend to think differently, you know, and especially when you're in a married relationship, it's just, there's like, there's unspoken roles, you know, not even like the traditional type things, but everybody, you know, you each find your kind of roles and you just kind of do them.
Yeah.
And, you know, as that goes on, like, you know, sometimes the communication changes, which can be challenging a little bit. You know, I've always like, not that I've like neglected my relationship, but like you kind of, you can only do what you know, right? So like you can assume that they might feel a certain way, but like, unless they actually say that, you don't really know, you know? And like, and sometimes they just might not say it. So it's making sure that you have a healthy relationship where they can say something to you or feel comfortable doing it. We've had challenges just, you get into those routines and you're like, man, I feel like I'm doing everything. And I know my wife does. And it's like, it's kind of like, your standards to your detailing business, right? Like, when you're starting out, if you never have complaints, you're probably doing too much, right? Like, and not that you want to have complaints, but I think, you know, especially when you're not doing, you know, extremely top tier detailing, it's like, you need to find the balance, right? Like, because you have to be profitable. You know, every detailer knows the same thing. Like, you can easily spend way too much time. You can easily not make
right. Enough. Yeah, you can't spend 3 hours on a $50 hand wash. Yeah.
Well, fuck yeah, you can. You're just not going to make any money.
Yeah.
Well, exactly.
Yeah. The goal is to do 15 minutes on a $50 hand wash, right? Yeah.
I'm still working some weekends, you know, like, I'm like you, I got to do it, you know, here and there. Luckily, even on the weekend stuff, like if I can get stuff scheduled, I'll burn nights on the weekends, you know, just to hang out. Like, even if I have to wake up at like 9 or 10 on a weekend, like I'm cool with that as long as I can burn 8 hours in a night and then still have the days with the kids for the most part, or at least, you know, have a huge amount of time. But yeah, so like, I don't know, like I just try to cycle stuff, you know? So it's not like, as much as I need the standard structure, is just figuring out like, almost like plug and play with the week, you know, just like finding something that works right, making sure that you're not doing too much of it in too many days in a row, and that you can kind of cycle those nights where you can, you know, rehab and not completely crash and be a mental disaster.
And when I do weekends, I try to be as early in the morning as I can, so that way I'm like Saturdays I'm usually done by like 10:30. Sundays I'm done by 9 because I just have one client on Sundays, and he's been with me for so many years. I have a hard time like firing him. You know, he's such a nice guy. He's so easygoing. Like I just show up, I do my thing, I leave. Like he doesn't bother me or whatever. You know, so I try to do it as early in the morning as possible because, you know, especially now with Haley, you know, getting ready to be a teenager, you know, the weekends she likes to stay up. I don't know why. She wants to stay up as late as she possibly can. It's not like she's, you know, on the phone with her friends or any of that stuff. Or sometimes she is, but most of the time she just likes staying up. So then she doesn't wake up till 9:30 or whatever in the morning. And, you know, so by the time I get back home, then she's up. Michelle's, you know, done whatever she needs to do around the house for the weekend stuff. And then we're good to go. You know, and then there's, you know, like I always tell Michelle, there's 5 weekends out of the year, 6 weekends out of the year that I just don't work. And that's when Haley has comps, you know, and I just, if they're early morning comps, I tell all my clients that I do on the weekends, like, sorry, I can't take care of your car this week. I'll prorate you for your monthly deal, or, you know, no, we're not doing anything. And those are just the 5 or 6 weekends a year that I absolutely do not work. So,
yeah, I think some people need to establish like their non-negotiables. There's plenty of people that have already established that, you know, mentally.
Yeah.
I'm pretty the key to a lot of this is actually keeping it or creating and keeping a schedule. Cause what I'm gathering from hearing Bryce and David and, you know, Alex, I know your schedule like the back of my fucking hand.
Yeah.
is like you guys have a schedule and you keep to it. Now the schedule can change from day to day, like, but you keep a schedule no matter what it is.
Yeah.
And I think that's one of the biggest things that people need to take away from this is like, you can create a schedule, but that schedule doesn't need to be the same schedule every single day. Just have a schedule every day, but, you know, yeah, mix it up.
And it doesn't have to be written in stone either. I mean,
no, listen, no.
I hate telling people no. So there's a lot of times that I'm like, oh man, like I really, you know, like this is eating into my time with the kid or, you know, Michelle or whatever, but, you know, an extra 50 bucks is an extra 50 bucks, right? Like if I can knock it out.
When you create a schedule, create it to be flexible.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Because you never know when something might come up. So just keep it flexible. Don't over exaggerate yourself. You know,
no, and I'm not going to take something. Yeah, I'm not going to take something on at 2 o'clock in the afternoon that's going to keep me there till 7 or 8 o'clock at night. Yeah. But I'll take something on at 2 o'clock in the afternoon that's a quick hour, hour and a half that I'm going to make $50, $100, $150. You know, because you know it still puts me getting out of, you know, being done with work. Like Dave said, you know, turning work off at a certain time to be with the family. But if I can make that extra 50, 100, $150, $200, whatever, you know, I have a hard time saying no to that.
I actually had a client, last time he reached out, he's not good about planning in advance.
Yeah, when a lot of clients aren't.
Out, when you're 3 weeks out or whatever your time is, hey, do you have anything open today, tomorrow or Saturday? And I'm like, well, you're not in luck, buddy. Actually booked out 3 weeks in advance. If you want to get on the schedule for 3 weeks from now, by all means, go ahead. But there's times I've been like, you know, I could make an extra $80.
Yeah. Sometimes it's hard. Yeah.
I'm starting to kind of, put a hard block on that because I'm like,
it's habit forming too. Cause then that client's going to know that he can do that anytime.
Yeah. Yeah. My thing now is I'm like telling them like, hey, no, answer's no. I've come to the point where I'm scheduling in my personal time into my work schedule so that I don't over, hopefully, I mean, the idea is I don't get burnt out.
Right. But
the idea, yeah. So, no, there's times I've told them no. And there's some times that I got a client who's on a bi-weekly schedule. She's a realtor with 2 kids. And so they're under the age of 10. So they're messy.
Yeah,
and she wants to make her car look as good as it can because she shows clients in her car, and so she's been like, what, like, hey, is there any chance to get a last minute appointment in today or tomorrow? And I'm like, quite frankly, no. Sorry. Yeah. Find another detailer. Go to the car wash. Like the vacuums at Washington work great.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're usually free.
Spend an hour of your time doing that if you can find out.
Yeah.
I don't want to be like the not mean guy, but at the same time, it's like, look, my personal time is personal time, and I still have to, you know, I still have a family. I gotta go hang out.
Because if you don't respect your personal time, no one else is gonna respect it either.
Yep.
Pretty much.
Yep. Yep.
And time blocking, you works pretty well too. I mean,
mm-hmm.
even if it gets interrupted and it's not the plan, but that's kind of how I get done. I'll block off certain times to work on certain things, you know. Just try to knock out whatever I can in that time frame. Jump back to the next thing. And
yeah, and I mean, if we like at work, like if a job, I'll be like, hey Meg, my employee's name is Meg. I'm like, hey Meg, do you wanna go to a coffee shop and just do social media or email campaigns? And yeah. like you can be on the clock for a little while if you want, like a little incentive, so to speak. And she's like, yeah, like let's go hang out, let's go. You know, because that work isn't as, it's not like labor intensive. Like, yeah, it's mental work, but it's not like, oh, I gotta go scrub a door panel.
It's not
like
physically demanding.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's why I love my job now.
What job?
It's not physically demanding anymore.
You don't have a job.
I have a job.
What, a trophy husband?
I've run a brand.
Manscaping?
I've run a brand. Yeah. Yeah. And I promote Manscaped now. Oh man, I got a job. Okay. I just don't detail anymore.
Yeah. You got anything else, Bruno?
I don't. I really enjoyed this episode, and it was very nice meeting you, Bryce, and hearing your story, man. It's pretty impressive, dude. Seriously.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. I work really hard to you know continue what I've built. You know, branching into marine details and RVs, moving a lot recently. So, like, I did an RV this morning. We were there at 10, got it done before 11. I think we left about 11:45.
Nice.
To do an RV, you know. And this is maintained every 2 weeks. So, I actually just did an invoice, 135 every time.
That's not bad.
It takes us like an hour.
Hey, so, do me a favor, Bryce.
Sir.
I want you to get Meg to video you next time you're doing like something really tiny.
Okay.
Like a Corvette.
Yeah.
Well, actually, funny story. I want to see
your big ass trying to get in a car, do it clean.
Yeah. So I've got a. Let me see. I can try to find a picture here. One of my clients I'm doing tomorrow is an OG client of mine. I've been doing his stuff for like forever. He's actually one of the guys who convinced me to start my company, which is kind of funny. Anyways, he has a C6 Z06.
Yes.
And then he also has a lifted Sierra 2500.
Uh-huh.
And so two polar opposites in terms of like height, right?
Yeah.
And so somewhere there's a picture of me standing next to the car and like my hip is like above the roof line.
Oh, I can imagine. But I want to see like, it doesn't have to be a long video, but I just want to see a video of you like vacuuming the inside or trying to do
something. Yeah, so it'd be kind of funny because I don't actually, she does all the vacuuming. She's like, you suck, you can't do this anymore. Obviously, I don't suck, like I have my company, right?
But yeah,
like,
yeah.
She's better at it than I am. She's faster at it. So, you know, that's gotcha. Her thing. So, but I can find you a
whatever. It doesn't have to be now. I just think that's funny that you're 6'9" and, you know, doing something like the NSX that Dave has behind him or something, some little tiny ass car like that.
Yeah. So I've done my first day of coding was on a Miata. And so he was
like, you probably
like,
coded the passenger side standing on the driver's side, didn't you?
Shoot, oh yeah. My God.
Yeah.
You didn't even have to move around the car. You just like did it.
Yeah. No, I'm trying to scroll back and find it.
Yeah. He's like coding the hood and the trunk at the same time.
Honestly, we did a coding on a 20-point Supra yesterday, a white one.
Nice.
And I think that was like one of the fastest codings we ever done because like Oh, here, I found a picture. Here. I'm just going to screenshot this and no, I'm going to
do a screen share.
Oh, that's perfect.
Can you do screen share? I think I have it turned on.
Disabled right now.
All right, hang on a second. All right, try it again.
So don't mind my hair. My hair was very, let's see here.
So let me do it?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Let's see here.
Come on. I've never screen shared anything, but I know you can do it.
I thought you did when we did the episode with
Yeah, I personally haven't done it, so I don't know like what you click on or whatever.
Oh, you just click the green button in the middle on the bottom, like
yeah.
Like bam.
There we go.
It is. Oh.
You just hit the green button, it'll ask you which screen you want. If you got multiples, you know. There you go. See here.
Let me close this one.
Oh my god.
So, yeah. Okay.
Holy shit.
Yeah. So my headline's about here, right? And yeah. About level with the car.
Dude, you could get in the gutter cleaning too. Jesus. Your head's like over the roof.
And then let me find a picture of his truck. So there you go. You can see.
Yeah. Yeah, that is polar opposites. You probably enjoy doing the truck more than you do the Corvette.
I would honestly imagine. Now that I've coded both of them, they're not bad.
Well, yeah, any coded car is always easier.
Yeah, so let's see. Yeah, so he got new wheels for the truck because it was in an accident. So actually, I was talking to him earlier. I'm coding the wheels on his truck tomorrow. Nice. We're doing a maintenance on both the truck and the Corvette tomorrow, and so basically on the Corvette, everything that is not wrapped is coated, including like the hood, the roof, the mirrors, everything.
Yeah.
And then he was a part of my end of year deal last year, so we coated the truck with Beadlock Pro, which is a 2 year that I use.
Okay.
And so all of this is coded, everything it's super easy. Like,
yeah,
we did, I think we knocked out both of his cars. Like, it used to take us a while just because it's a big truck. And then I convinced him, like, dude, let's just coat this thing, like, make this thing easier for both of us. And he's like, you know what? Let's do it. So, I think we can get both of them done if we're really rushing in 2 hours.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Yeah, I know we can get the truck done in an hour and a half, inside and out, start to finish. And then the Corvette will take us maybe an hour.
That's not bad at all. Yeah. So. All right, gentlemen. Well, I appreciate you guys doing this. You know, Jason, I think it was obviously a good enough idea that Tony Kiger suggested it again. I'm going to go chop this up and get it scheduled for tomorrow.
Chop, chop.
So be on the lookout for that blooper video, because
I'll put that, it's already on YouTube, but I had it marked as private just because I wanted to make sure that Manscaped was cool with the ad that we recorded before. Mm-hmm. I put that shenanigans on YouTube for everybody to see. So
did Noxie start a new Instagram account for you?
Yeah, I don't know. That's what, 3 months ago, 2 months ago?
Which one? I thought there was a different one.
Let me tell you something, man, because somebody.
I thought there was a new one.
So there is.
He didn't even know it existed. And I was like, hey, check this out. And he goes, what's that? I said, dude, do you not know that this is on the internet right now? And he goes, no. I was like, I'm so happy. That's
so great. The pickle smoocher one, or the Alex loves ween, or whatever it is, that's the one that Noxie started in retaliation to the one that I started. That's called I Am Better Than Nox, Aaron Nox, because that one's filled with all of the Noxie pictures that I've made up. And it has surprisingly over 100 followers on Instagram, which I don't know why or how or whatever. But one of the funny things is, Knox told me that one of the girls he went to high school with
called him because she that I'm better than Aaron Knox Instagram came up in her like people you might know, and she was dying at all the pictures that I had posted that were basically memes of Knox. So yeah, some girl that he went to high school with follows it.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely enjoy those.
Yeah. Now that he's made that one for me, he doesn't do as much on it as I've done for the one with him, but now I'm going to have to start doing some more. I'll have to post the video I made on there, the TikTok video of when you find petite redheads on your search history or whatever. I don't know. Did you see that one, Dave?
No.
Yeah. It's some girl from TikTok that had like her hand over the screen, and it says when you find petite redheads on your search history, and then like she pulls her hand away and she's a petite redhead. But what I did was I just screenshotted it, and then I stitched it to the video that Noxie posted when I was up there doing training and he was dancing around singing a whole lot of Rosie and thrusting and hip thrusting around my face area.
It's gonna be a wild weekend.
Yeah, it's gonna be good times.
Well, I gotta say.
Yeah. All right, gentlemen, have a great night. I appreciate it. Dave, I'll see you in a day or two. Bryce, it was super cool meeting you and talking to you, man. Man. Hopefully we see you more in and around the groups and things like that. And it'll be interesting to kind of watch your growth too.
Yeah, definitely gonna be following on social media. We do some pretty cool stuff. We try and keep it interesting.
Cool deal, man.
And bring in my kind of humor into things. So like this, obviously this guy, his name is, Instagram is Sketchy Pick because
the
car is called Sketchy or Sketch, whatever. He does some pretty sketchy stuff with the car. Anyways, and so he has a trailer to haul it. And I was joking. I was like, we're washing this super tiny trailer today because it's super tiny and I'm super tiny. So this is going to be super tiny, super quick job. It turned out into like a full 2-day job.
Oh,
jeez. I actually ended up like polishing the entire thing. So that was
wow. Wow. All right, guys. I'll talk to you later.
Later.
Enjoy.
Later.
Bye.